السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat and good health. حضرت مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وأنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is the 9th of Zulqaada 1446 in South Africa and few other countries, and is the 10th of Zulqaada in most countries of the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 46, Suratul Ahqaf, the winding tracks, and verses 26, 27, 28. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is rebuking and reprimanding the Qawm-e Aad. This nation was located there between Oman and Yemen, and the Nabi and Prophet and Messenger that was sent to them is Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. Wa ila adin akhahum Huda. His Nami Ismagrami mentioned 7 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 11, dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Suratu Hud 1, 2, 3, 123 verses. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So what does Almighty Allah inform us regarding this particular specific nation and group of people? وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ وَاوْ عَاطِفَ in conjunction لَامْ فُقَسَّمْ وَلِلَّهِ and by Almighty Allah. قَدْ definitely, surely, positively. مَكَّنَّاهُمْ we gave them such power and we gave them such strength. فِي مَا إِمْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي that we did not give anybody of you, nor in the past nor in the future, such power. With one hand they could uproot a tree. Imagine you take them to the forest, in one day they clean everything up. Today we need big bulldozers and all this type of thing. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً and they used to be so proud and arrogant, they used to say, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّا who is more powerful than us? We are the superpower. Does that not resonate with what's happening today? People claim that they are the superpower, but the poorest Arab country gives them a good hiding. And remember, their jets fall off the ships and all these things. Yeah, سَمْعُوا وَأَبْصَارُوا وَأَفْئِدَةً and we granted them the faculty of hearing, وَأَبْصَارُوا and we gave them the faculty of seeing, وَأَبْصَارُوا وَأَفْئِدَةً and the faculty of thinking and contemplating, أَفْئِدَةً the plural of فُؤَاد. So we blessed them with all that. But when pride, arrogance comes in and haughtiness comes in, he Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said al-kibru, pride, arrogance, haughtiness is what? Batarul haq. To reject the truth. You don't want to accept it, like the Jutlas, Haramis and the squatters there in Palestine, occupied Palestine. and waghamtun nas. The people telling you the truth, you consider yourself superior and consider them to be inferior. And that's exactly we see a replay of that today. فَمَا أَغْنَىٰ عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Hence, none of their hearing faculty, their seeing faculty, their thinking faculty came in handy for them in shay, even the slightest bit. It did not help them. They used everything for batil and falsehood. They were not prepared to embrace the truth, the message or the messenger. Like today, 8 billion plus people, if you want to round it up, this also is exaggeration, but nevertheless, we will say it. 1 billion Muslims, okay? There's 2 billion and all that Muslim, all fairy tales, all that. Including the Shias and the Qadianis and the Aga Khanis and all this happy lot of kuffar there. So remember, 1 billion also, we're stretching it, but nevertheless, 7 billion plus are non-Muslim. So what don't they see? Don't they think? But these verses here are all applicable to them. They all got their own hidden agenda and ulterior motive. It's kanu yajhaduna bi ayatillah. See, Allah Ta'ala mentions it in the present tense and future tense. If you were to ask the Qawm-e-Aad sincerely on a one-to-one, that is Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam, the true messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Allah or elected by people. They will say, no, he's the true messenger. Then why don't you accept? They'll say, no, we'll have to make too many sacrifices. We'll lose our perks. We'll lose our wealth. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan puts all these type of thoughts in their minds and hearts and so forth. That if we bring Islam and embrace Islam, then we'll become the loser in this world. So rather we carry on with our vices, and their leaders also, religious leaders, corrupted majority of them. So this is called Kufr-e-Juhud. Kufr-e-Juhud means deep down in the inner recesses of your heart, you know Islam is the truth, but yet you reject it. Like this Pope and all of them, the black smoke, will give you the story just now. إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Remember when they were the ones who rejected the verses of Almighty Allah, the teaching, preaching of Nabi Hud alayhi salam, and they would make a mockery of the message and the messenger. So action and reaction, amal and radd amal. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Hence the punishment, chastisement encompassed them, surrounded them because of their mockery of the truth and of the message and the messengers. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ. 7 days, you see, we did the verse yesterday. That 1 week, Almighty Allah sent the hurricane, the wind, and decimated, annihilated, destroyed them. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Did anybody left to tell the tale? All dead, finished history, thrown to the scraps of history, good riddance. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا. And again Almighty Allah says, see, people ask the question, why does Allah use the word plural and for himself whilst he's one and alone? So yeah, perfect example. وَلَقَدْ, and by Allah, definitely, surely, أَهْلَكْنَا, we destroyed, we decimated, we annihilated. Who in the world can do that? Nobody can do that. Who can make the sun rise and the sun set? Who can bring a full moon on the 14th night? Who can give life and death? Almighty Allah alone. So where he, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun, that is the plural, to stamp his majesty, authority, and or sovereignty, it is to show his absolute Qudrat Kamila. I do so, and none of you in the universe can question my majesty, authority. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. I have all the right to question everybody, everything, and none of you got the right to question me. Ma ahlakna ma hawlakum min al-qura. We already decimated and annihilated the cities and the towns around you. You see that Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah and the ark, the deluge, the tufan came. Fa akhadhumu tufan wa hum zalimun. That was the deluge and flood in that time. Now we have tufan al-aqsa, and we decimating, destroying the Jutlas. They don't know which way to turn. You have to foot sack and get out of Palestine. That is our message to you, you pigs and swines and donkeys. So that is our international message. Ma hawlakum min al-qura. So the previous nations, they mean Noah and his people, and they did not embrace. 950 years he stayed there, Quran says. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Then yet another place, وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. 80, 82 people approximately embraced Islam after 900 years effort. So they were not prepared, so Allah Ta'ala unleashed his punishment, chastisement. وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ. And we explained in detail the verses. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So they returned to the true Islam. Every prophet and messenger came as a Muslim. No prophet messenger came as a Jew, as a Christian, and so forth. If you believe in that, that Moses was a Jew, Jesus was a Christian, you are to the fold of Islam. Every prophet messenger came as a Muslim. Chapter 3, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan walakin kana Hanifan Musliman wa ma kana min al-Mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew, not a Christian, not an idol worshipper, Allah forbid. Then what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was Hanif, turned away from all the false cults and ideologies. And Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, there's no such thing as Abrahamic Accord and so forth. That is the figment of Trump's imagination and his haramism. So now they believe in idols. So why these idols didn't come to help them? فَلَوْلَا نَصَرَهُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Why didn't those idols and demigods, semigods, who they are worshipping, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, come to assist them, قُرْبَانًا آلِهَا, قُرْبَانًا, so that it will bring nearer to their gods. And they say, no, we are not worshipping directly the idols, that this will bring us closer to Allah. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. So that is what they say. Allah is mocking them. So you said that this you are worshipping besides Allah will bring you nearer to the gods. So why are they not helping you? They can't help themselves. بَلْ ضَلُّوا أَنْهُمْ نَيْ. They left them in the lurch. وَذَٰلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ. That is their big fabrication and their hasbara and propaganda and lie. وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And whatever they invented, fabricated. See today, 7 billion people plus worshipping somebody, something besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala humiliates them, disgraces them in different places. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the 9th of Zulqadah 1446, and remember that Hajj this year seems to be, you know, the Saudis Munsamis, that according to what we see, that it will be, Hajj will be on a Thursday, you see. So 4 weeks time, the day of Arafat. Hajj will be, meaning the day of Arafat will be. So Allah knows best, we wait for the Munsamis and the Mancakers and see what's happening, right? So these are the news, views, interviews locally, internationally and globally. Alhamdulillah, say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Our Hamas is fighting and kicking. They lured the Israeli Jutlas, Haramis, the swines and the pigs and the dogs and the donkeys into a trap. 15 Jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Dozens of them injured. Allahu Akbar. There's no food coming in, but Iman is still there. And they are destroying the Jutlas and their pride and arrogance. So remember that. 70 plus killed in Gaza. They just come and where the children are, women are. These are the mass murderers, the war criminals. Therefore, we say they are the most racist and they are pigs and swines. As Almighty Allah calls them in chapter 5, verse number 16. And monkeys, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. And remember that Almighty Allah calls their rabbis donkeys. Chapter 62, verse number 5. You see that? So كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. And we did the other day, فَلْأَمْ مِنْ بَعُورًا. So you must remember that. So those who side with them and those who work with them, so they all, Almighty Allah, call them dogs. Chapter number 7, verse number 176. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, remember that. We won't speak without reference, solid references. And the Quran Sharif is the most, is the best reference one can give. So you should remember that. So they martyr, murder our innocent babies, children, men and women, because they caught up in a trap, the jutlas. So 5 planes of India decimated, destroyed to Pakistan. Yesterday I sent out a message on X and Twitter. Pakistan, Zindabad, you see? That I stayed in Pakistan for approximately 7 years. They are corrupted, majority of them. But at this point, we must support them, remember that. In few hours, they fixed up Modi and they fixed up Amit Shah and they fixed up India properly, you see that? You attacked our mosque, you attacked our madrasas, you killed 50 people plus in Pakistan. Let us show you what our forces will do. Our air, you see, the pilots of Pakistan, top notch, you must remember that. Now Macron is wondering what happened. He sold, you must remember, to India. Such planes, they call it the Rafael planes, you see that? And they told India, don't use it now against Pakistan, because if any plane has to fall, then the value of it will drop dramatically. And Pakistan knocked 3 of them straight to hell. And remember that India is not commenting, but CNN has commented, BBC commented, the Indian press has commented, but the politicians are not. Modi, the harami, is in a big shock. What the hell happened to us? Let me tell you, Modi, if you're going to carry on, you're going to lose many, many parts of India as well. And it will go to Pakistan, like how Israel will go back to Palestine. So remember that nicely. Well done, Pakistan. We stand with you. And the true Muslims will stand with you. The haramis, the popes, you see. Now they chose how many popes? So 267 popes so far, from Peter to Francis. Now 133 cardinals, they locked them up in their chapel. They took all their cell phones and their iPads and everything away from them. They must vote. And they will want a black pope. So black smoke still coming out. They say black smoke, no pope. You see that? Maybe today you will see white smoke. They'll have 4 times casting the ballots there in the chapel. You see that? If white smoke come out, then it means that they have chosen the new pope. So I want to pose 3 questions to you, popes and Christians, you understand? So what the hell is this black smoke? Is it to tell me? That's how I understand it. We will never allow a black pope. And so far, that's what you did. And remember, how come you're not allowing any woman to vote? You see that? It's only men who are allowed to vote there. And if you're over 80 years old, you can give some opinions, but you can't vote. You must be under 80 years old. So you see, this whole Christianity and Judaism of today is all racist, and they can never have an international global message. Global international message is only by Islam. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, dark in complexion, 136 times his noble glorious name mentioned in a noble Quran. Luqman al-Hakim, chapter 31, dedicated to him, Luqman the wise, then dark in complexion. The first muazzin caller to prayer and minister of finance, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African, you see that? So Islam for all and all for Islam. Never can the Christian Jutla say that, remember that. Denmark summons the U.S. ambassador and says, you and your government must stop talking nonsense about Greenland and all that, you see? How Canada told Trump that Canada is not for sale, Greenland also is not for sale. Iran says they did not target the Israeli embassy in London. If they targeted, didn't target it, it got nothing to do with us. Iran also haramis, and Britain also haramis. I'll show you just now. So Russia claims that they shot down more than 500 drones coming in, you must remember, from Ukraine. We like Putin. Anybody causes Europe harm, Britain harm, and Israel and America harm, whether he's a communist, atheist, whoever the hell he is, we will support him. Remember that on that issue. Today is the 8th of May. It's a big celebration. They call it the V celebration. You see that? So Europe, if you know anything of world history, so they had World War I. And after World War I, then they brought about the Saudi regime. The Saudi regime, Ali Saud, who came into power for the whole kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, on 23rd of September, and that was 1932. You see, that all made by the British and so forth. Remember, World War I, World War II were all the white men's doing. Non-whites had nothing to do with it. That is the whiteys. They want their power, you see, to dominate. And they want to be in charge. Everybody else must be second class. So that is what happened after World War I. Then World War II, on the 8th of May 1945, victory announced by Charles de Gaulle. You see, we have defeated the Nazi Germany. Britain announced, Russia announced. Russia lost 27 million people, they say. So tomorrow, Friday, they're going to have a big celebration there. They call it the Patriotic Day, you see that? To show what our soldiers did, the Allied forces and so forth. But Russia today is the biggest threat for Europe themselves. So that is Allah Ta'ala's system, you must remember. So when World War II finished, 45, so then you find in 46 and 47, so all this under the auspices of Britain and then America. The Haramis, the squatters, the invaders entered Palestine. And then they had their terrorist gangs. Go study all this. Go read the works of Ilan Pape. Go read the works of Gideon Levy. Go read the works of Norman Finkelstein. And these are all Jews. Not one of them is Muslim. And they will tell you how the Irgun gang came in, I-R-G-U-N. How the Haganah gang came in. How the Stern gang came in. And they were massacring and murdering the Palestinians in 46, 47, and then 48. Remember that on the 14th of May, 1948, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel came into power. So that is how they came into power, via terrorism. They invented it. And today they want to call Hamas terrorists. Hamas only were formed in 87. 40 years before that, you were the biggest terrorist. Until today, you are the biggest terrorist. Pakistan, India, the war rages on. Why? Britain said after 200 years rule there plus minus in India, so now we're getting out, we're getting too much hiding here. So then in 47, partition took place. India one side, Pakistan based one side, based on theocracy. Hindus, you take your side. Muslims, you take your side. So how come Kashmir has a Muslim majority? That's supposed to be given to Pakistan, Jammu, Kashmir, all that. But the British, you see, divide and rule. The biggest haramis, these British, smooth talkers, and stab you in your back. So they left that Kashmir in India's side, administered by India. So they said that we are the occupiers, everybody will forget about us, and they will fight wars and all that. You see, even now what's happening. That is the British mentality. But the Muslim, the idiot of today, doesn't understand these things there. They still worship America and Britain and Hollywood, Bollywood. Muslims today, you hate India, but you love the Bollywood. You hate America, but you love the Hollywood. So how is that then? So you hate Britain, but you love their soccer. You see, we are part-time Muslims. You need to wake up, oh Ummah, wake up from your sleep and slumber and so forth and understand. So they made one problem there in the Palestine, in the Middle East. They created one problem, the British and then America. They in the subcontinent, India, Pakistan. Then they created another problem. Yeah, where me and you are. Viva, said Africa. They brought the Nets into power. 1948. Go study the history of the Nationalist Party. We were born in apartheid. Don't come teach us about apartheid. You must remember that. So till today, the apartheid is kicking in South Africa and so forth. If you ask the ordinary black guy, Joseph and David and all that, they're 31 years into democracy. You a guy in the street, a builder, a sweeper, whatever. Were you better off in apartheid or you better off today? You'll tell you I was better off in apartheid. You see, that is indoctrination. And the ANC destroyed everything, you must remember. That Johannesburg, a world-class city, first class, today is a world-class slum. Yesterday I heard the radio, I must tell you what happened yesterday, you'll be shocked. So you must remember that. So I was hearing the radio. So the one white guy phones in. He says that when I travel in Johannesburg, there are more potholes there in the roads in the streets of Johannesburg than the hay on my head. You see that? Which is the truth. So you must remember that. So that is what they did. Create trouble everywhere. So they will be infighting. And that was their new world order. But now their new world order is collapsing. You need to understand that. American politics, Trump getting humiliated everywhere. So the head of the Fed, the chief of the Fed, he said the interest rate will remain the same. Interest is haram, but it's a capitalistic society. So Trump is furious. Why didn't he decrease it? You see that? So Mark Pritchard, we salute you, sir. This is a guy 20 years in the House of Commons. And remember, he says, I supported Israel. But now what I see, he's a conservative member. I have reached this conclusion, I was wrong. And now I must condemn Israel for what it's doing there to the children of Gaza and the policies it's carrying out. Well done, Mark Pritchard. At least one guy spoke the truth. There, a whitey, and 20 years supporting Israel. And in public, he says, I was wrong in supporting them. So that is, but you see, the so-called Muslim, the murtad, the munafiq, the Khabis, the Ghaddar, the UAE, MBS, and MBZ. So now they're waiting for Trump. And they say, Sami'ina wa ata'na. We hear you and we obey you. UAE is trying to bribe up Julani of Syria. And come on, you join us and so forth, you see, in the Abrahamic Accord and so forth. So they're reluctant a little bit because they know there will be a huge uprising. They might kick him out of power. Not that we got something to do with Julani. I don't trust any of these guys. So you must remember, well, that is the underhand activities which the Muslim Ummah doesn't understand. India, Modi, you lost $1 billion in less than one day. Five planes shot out of the sky by the Pakistan forces, Zindabad. You see that? Pakistan gave you such a hiding. Now you will stop all your nonsense and so forth. And I say Pakistan must go further and take the whole Kashmir back. You must remember that. And tell what Bhutto did there in the United Nations. He took all that and he tore it up and said, get out from here, we're not interested in you. Bhutto was a master politician, the character is a Muslim. So remember that, but one good deed he did. Write it down, you students and ulama. Hazrat Allama Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Nawwarallahu Marqadahu was a leader against the Qadianis. And on the 7th of September 1974, then Bhutto, Hazrat bin Nuri told him, smashing his hand on the table, Apu Faisla Karna Hoga, and he made the Faisla. And he went on TV, radio in Pakistan on the 7th September 1974 and said, the Qadianis are non-Muslims. He said, my whole life I did upside down, let me do one good deed. So this is a great thing he did. You saw Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. What happens to them that Allah is the judge? But that one good deed he did. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, you know, what can we say? I was there when Sheikh Al-Azhar came to congratulate him and said, the Master alayhi salam said, I must come and salute you right inside Masjid Nabawi the last 10 days. You see, when we Muslims bootlick the Jews, bootlick the Americans, bootlick the idol worshippers, then we get humiliated. Today, we will send it out. What is the truth we must speak? We don't have to bother of anybody. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. Mahmoud Madani of Jamiat Ulama Hind writes a notice on his letterhead of the Jamiat Ulama Hind. They were formed in 1921 and all that. Great, great ulama, giants who gave their life and all that. Sheikhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Mufti Kifayatullah, Mawlana Hizur Rahman, and so many others, remember that. So they were very, very active, you must remember. Mawlana Sema Rahimahullah met many of them. He used to tell us their stories and so forth. So nevertheless, you must remember, he says, we India, Muslims, we must support Modi. We must support the India government. We must support the Hindus and so forth. Who the hell are you? You're not a representative of India. You're a sellout. You're a bootlicker, Mahmud Madani, just like your uncle, Asad Madani, Arshad Madani. So you must remember that. Arshad Madani is your uncle. Remember that. Both of you, total sellouts, Yola. Yola, disgrace to the Nek Nami, to the great name of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So we will write a rebuttal of you. Hopeless, useless you are. And I'll tell you that on your face, remember that. And you got your chamchas here and your sidekicks here in South Africa, they will tell you also. Malema is blowing his exhaust pipe, you see that. They didn't give him a visa. He was waiting at O.R. Tambo Airport yesterday and they told him your visa because he's supposed to address the students in Cambridge University, no visa. So he's telling them, you colonizers, you imperialists and you whiteies, we will speak the truth. This is war against the EFF. I like it when Malema speaks. He talks half the time good, other time he knows alone what he speaks. You see that? So yesterday, they were, okay, one more story, then I'll come to yesterday. The DA took the ANC to court, and they lost the case with cost. You see that? Sometimes the DA, they think they're too clever, you know? So again, they got humiliated yesterday. So ANC won, and they had to pay, they'll have to pay the cost as well. So humiliation again for the Jutlas and the DA. Wednesdays with Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, for years now, maybe 10 years or more, I can't remember. I go to the Ulum Zakaria just for Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, you see. So I left 5 o'clock, I read Salat here in the Khanka, quarter to 5, Jamaat, and then I know by the time I came and sat in my car, it was exactly 5 o'clock because I switched on the radio to listen to the news. So I went. Now I'm going, fine. Suddenly I see there's no traffic moving. I'm coming there to the main intersection. If you go straight, you go to Akenhof. And if you turn right, you turn to Zakaria. You know Zakaria Park in Darul Zakaria. So we stuck there for so long. Now it's quarter past five, up past five. So I got stuck between two policemen. Like you see, police in front of me, police behind me. And the police coming in from all directions. So I got off my car. And I asked the one police, what was going on here? You understand? Nobody, it is a cash heist. They're shooting. You understand? First time in my life, I'm experiencing this. So I said, this night will open. Nothing happened. 6 o'clock there on the sand. I just read my Maghrib Salat and so forth. Then I waited till 6:30. So then they said, this thing will take very long. You see that? So then one white guy was there. I asked him, what are you doing here outside? He had a spanner and that. They say this truck is stuck, I have to fix it up. I say, okay, you stop the traffic, me I'm taking a U-turn and I'm going back home. Because this thing will take 2-3 hours or more. So we all got stuck yesterday. Like Hajj, you know, you stay 1 hour and you don't move 1 inch. So it was like that yesterday. Then I came back, you see. 1.5 hour. 5 o'clock I left, upper 6 I left from there, took a U-turn. Then I know Hazrat Mufti Sahib is teaching. So 8 o'clock, then I phoned Hazrat and told Hazrat, he said, I've got here. So he asked me, I said, Hazrat, you walk here, you got a shock, you gave a lot of du'as. He said, you didn't get hurt, your car didn't get damaged. I said, no, Hazrat Allah, you made a lot of du'a and all that. See last night, so there's breaking news, you know, that there ain't a big cash heist. You don't know where and where problems occur in South Africa, so you must remember that. So our programs today, inshallah, you must remember Mufti Farhan Karani, 11 to 12, we will have, inshallah, a lesson for you, Hujjaj. What must you do on your day of departure? And just before that, now you're going for Hajj, Baytullah, Medina, Makkah, Jeddah, you see. So that we will discuss, and 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Jima Salim, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what is the iddat period after talaq for a Shafi woman who does not experience haiz anymore?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali, whatever, all the same, you must remember that if the lady does not experience menses, then Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 65. Surah Talaq, verse number 4, Salasatu Ashhur. So it will be 90 days from time of the Talaq. You must remember that. So because she doesn't get menses, so 3 months, you must remember she's in menopause, okay? So you must remember if she gets menses, then the slight difference of our opinion, and that is enshrined in the Noble Quran as well, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. So when a woman is divorced, what will be her iddat, a waiting period? 3 quru. Hanafi, somebody say 3 quru means after the divorce, 3 menses. And the Shafi'is and Maliki say 3 periods of cleanliness. But when she's in menopause, everybody agrees it is 90 days. And when the husband passes away, then you must remember it is 130 days from time of death. And if she is pregnant and now she was divorced or husband passed away, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that for them is that when they give birth and they give, you know, delivery. So then, whether it is 1 week, 1 month, or 6 months, or whatever, so Almighty Allah has mentioned all this in the Noble Quran. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. So all this you will find in the Quran Sharif, the laws of iddat and so forth and so on. So wonderful verse in the Noble Quran, and all the verses are wonderful, but this will give you more insight. Remember that what happens when the lady is in menopause or when she's pregnant and so forth and so on. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, chapter on divorce, verse number 4.
Mufti Sahib, please advise if it's possible for you to provide a dua as part of your essential dua series for those of us to read for Hajis as they prepare for their Mubarak journey.
MashaAllah, we give you the dua every day. Read Surah 2 and verse 128 of the Quran Sharif. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. And this is the dua, supplication Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, Ya Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, that you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Medina will come in also, inshallah. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, forgive us, O Allah, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And verily, Ya Allah, you are indeed the all-forgiving and very, very merciful. Chapter 2, verse number 128. So we must be clear on all these issues. Sahaba Abdullah ibn Umar performed 65 Hajj, 1,000 Umrahs. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 55 Hajj. Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallah Umar Qadahu, 50 Hajj. So they asked them, for what you have to perform all this Hajj? Hajj is compulsory once. He said, Imam Abu Hanifa, the genius, said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. That Quran says only for one ibadah. You will witness, if your intention is pure and sincere, then all the benefit that accrues to you, yea, in this world, you will witness it even in this world. And the hadith is also mentioned in Tirmidhi. Tabi'u bayd al-hajji wal-umrah. After Hajj, perform Umrah. After Umrah, perform Hajj. Why? فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَقَرِ. It removes the poverty and it removes the poverty and the sins and vices as well. So therefore, but in this day, this age, it's better you don't go for Hajj and Umrah multiple times. That is our advice to you because of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and you're just making him richer and so forth. So that is advice we are giving you. Chapter 22, verse number 28, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ.
Mufti Sahib, is playing chess without gambling haram?
Remember, open Mishkan Sharif, the chapter Babu Tasawir, the chapter on photos and all that. There you will find the hadith on shataranj. Shataranj means chess. So there, so it's mentioned clearly not permissible. So why, who, what? That is not our belief. Our belief is Quran Sharif. Our belief structure is Sunnah Mubarakah. Don't come from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Wahi. When there is conflict in your mind between reason and revelation, between aqal and naqal, then always we must give revelation preference, we must give naqal preference. That is iman katakaza. That is a demand. and an essential and integral part of our faith and conviction. So Shatranj, whether you gambling, not gambling, all not permissible, remember that gambling will be worse, obviously. So when we were in school, now those days what we know, you understand, that sometimes even the Maulanas will tell you it's okay in those days, you know, so because they don't want to upset anybody and so forth. So some Maulana, yeah, it's all right, like you see, they'll tell you those days. So in the 60s, they used to teach us how to play chess and all that, you said, the king and the queen and thus, and the knight and all that. Haram it is, not permissible in Islam.
Okay, sir, if a teacher sits in one place but tests different students a surah with a sajda ayat, does the teacher need to make a sajda for hearing each student or just one sajda for sitting in the same spot?
Because the teacher is sitting in the same spot in the classroom, for example, 20, 25 students came and read their sabak and lesson, and sajda, sajda, front, the front, sajda. So one sajda only has to make. And at this point, you should know this much also. Only the Hanafis say, sajda tilawat is wajib, compulsory upon the qari and the sami, upon the reciter and the one who hears it and the listener. According to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, the majority jurors, scholars, sajda tilawat is not compulsory, it's sunnah. If you do it, perform it, very good, you get reward. You don't perform it your entire life, fala isma alayh, there's no sin upon you. So we should understand that academic discussion as well.
Mufti Sahib, is crab haram or makruh in Islam?
Again, same thing, you must remember that majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say, totally permissible. Uhilla lakum sayyidul bahri wa ta'abuhu. They quote that verse of the Noble Quran. They quote the hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkan Sharif. Wal hillu baytatuhu. So Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say crab, totally permissible. Imam Shafi has the broadest and most tawassu. He says, jami'u ma fil bahri halal. Imam Shafi says, everything in the ocean is halal. So you must remember, except the frog. You see that? Because of hadith in Abu Dawood, Daha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-qatli dhifda. So Imam Abu Hanifa is the direct opposite. All the things in the ocean not permissible, illa sabak, except fish. So therefore, everybody got their dalil. Uhillat lana al-maytatan, daman wal-maytatan. The two bloods are halal for us, and the two carrion are halal. So amma al-maytatan, so the two carrion, the two things that are dead, as-sabaku wal-jarad, the fish and locust. And the daman will be al-kabidu wal-tihal. So the liver, and we must remember the spleen. Go open Mishkat Abu Dawood, or you will find this type of a hadith. So it's not they take from their pocket. Everyone got dalil and evidence. So Hanafis, not permissible craves. Majority scholars, Maliki, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, totally permissible.
Of this up, can Zamzam water be given to a non-Muslim?
Yes, give them non-Muslim, you understand? Tell them, this is for your shifa. So they will understand shifa for the body and so forth for cure. You must make intention. Shifa is zahiran wa batinan. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala, I'm giving Tom, Dick and Mary the zamzam. So you give them hidayat. You give them the nur of iman, the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So that should be our intention. Last question.
Of kitab, can a husband and wife hold hands while in ihram, such as during tawaf, etc.?
So you must remember, husband, wife want to get hot right there by the Baytullah and so forth. You say, my poppy, my darling, my lucky packet, come here, let me smooch you a little bit. It's haram to do that. If it is for romantic reasons, remember that. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَدِ. You know why lucky packet? I had one uncle. I asked him, Masi ki ai? He said, Masi ta lucky packet me avi. He never saw Masi and he got married to her. You see that? So he said she came in a lucky packet. You see that? So that uncle of mine, he was very good. Allah gave him all jannatul firdaus. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. So all haram with romantic reasons, you must be very clear. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 2, verse 197. If it is for security reasons, you know how big the crowd are. So I used to hold my wife in such a manner, she's in front of me and I hold her, you see. In fact, I hold her hands, her shoulders or so shoulder and that. So in that way that nobody can cause her. Because the people go crazy there. So remember, if you're doing for security purposes, totally permissible. Romantic reasons, totally haram. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.